We have two long readings today. Jonah becomes, in the Jewish tradition, the preacher of repentance, because he was so successful in preaching to Nineveh, a pagan city, and the whole city, from the king down to the animals, all fasted, and God spared the city. And that's sort of his basic role. But if you look at the story, you can see there are many other things happening here. One, Jewish reluctance to take care of, you know, to relate outside the people. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. They're not nice people. You know, they persecuted us. He didn't want to go. That's why when the Lord told him to go east, he went west. And so then the story goes on, and this is hard to tell what it is, you see. So he's not doing well. Storm comes up, but he is willing to lay down his life to save everybody else, because he realizes it's because of his sin. So the Lord gets thrown overboard, a fish swallows him. Now the story begins to get, because there's really no fish in the world big enough to swallow a man. I mean, but anyway, and he gets a second chance. And he goes, and we'll probably have that tomorrow. And the whole city changes. Wouldn't it be great if we had preachers like that today who could offer this gift of conversion and reconciliation to God, to the whole world, to the whole city of Washington, to the... It's precious, you see. And that's why on the Feast of Yom Kippur, which is the Feast of Repentance with the Jews, this is... It's Jonah that they read. Now, you've heard this gospel lots, and you know the basic notion, right? The theologian asked Jesus, well, who's my neighbor? Jesus tells this story. And the one who has compassion is one who ought to be the enemy. Right? This is a Samaritan. Jews hate Samaritans. They look down on them. And the Samaritans return it. It's a Samaritan who goes over to this man, takes him, puts him on his own donkey, brings him to the inn, pays for, takes care of him physically, pays for it, and says, I'll pay the rest if there's any more when I come back. Now our Lord asks the key question. Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim? Whole different question, isn't it? The theologian said, who's my neighbor? How far do I have to extend this thing? Jesus said, you see, who was neighbor to the victim? Neighborhood is a choice. I can't get out of my mind, there was a woman yesterday begging out in front of Mass. I don't know if she was there all morning, but she was there at the 11:30. She was from, might have been Sudan or someplace. She had a sign written in English because she didn't know any English, saying, you know, I need money, I want to, and I had a little baby girl with her. And I hope she did well. I mean, of course, I gave her some money. Now, maybe she's a crook, you know. Well, she's a pretty poor crook, you know. And what do I care? My job is to be neighbor to her, not to judge her, not to say she doesn't deserve my money. I don't deserve my money. I mean, how come I got money and she doesn't? And I was thinking of that as I was reading this text. You know, who was neighbor to that frightened woman with her child Well, maybe she's really got some money. Well, I don't think she'd have a lot. And she can't hardly speak English. And so there she is. But you see, she knew enough to go to a church. She's probably a Christian herself. To get help. Because there'll be some people there who will be neighbor to me. And this is a serious thing, you know. As I stand here looking, I'm looking, see, I am neighbor to every one of you. And you're neighbor to everybody else, and you're neighbor to me. That's your choice. So, what's the moral of the story? We are neighbors to everybody. Love your neighbor as yourself. Tough job. So pray for that woman. I hope she got enough money to get through the week. I don't know if you saw her there. Maybe she was only there at the 11:15 Mass. I don't know. But how would you like to be lonely, poor, hardly speak the language, out of money, and in a completely strange country? Just think about that. And so, who was neighbor to her? I bet lots of people gave her money. I didn't notice, but I bet they did. Oh, well, maybe she's a crook. Well, she's a very impecunious crook. Crook or not, she's broke. And we have to learn that, you see. That's Christ.